Danny. It's Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. I didn't know if you got my message because I had cardiac rehab today, and I'm like, oh, shoot. I'll just have to call him after I get back. So just I didn't know if this was still going to be like a good time to call you or not.
Well, yeah, actually, I'm driving to a customer's house right now. So
this is a
decent time. Yeah.
Okay. So I know you wanted me to follow up with you on Tuesday just because you had some things going on, I guess, over the weekend, right?
Yes, I was out of town. I had to go to a baby shower in Portland, so.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was good. It was raining, and it was sunny, and it was back and forth between the two, so it was good.
Oh, my gosh.
It was fun. I like Portland. So
really? I've never been. Yeah, I've never been out there. Interesting.
Yeah, the Northwest is awesome, for sure.
Yeah, the weather's different.
It is. Yes, it is. That's true.
Is it more slower paced than L.A., would you say?
Yeah. So over there, people have a gripe about traveling more than 20 minutes, like on the first night I was out. Yeah, my friends, we were like, I'm going to catch an Uber to go over here, and they were like, well, where are you trying to get back to? I'm trying to get back to you guys. And they're like, oh, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Like, it's too far. They made it seem like it was
an
hour drive, like driving from here to Lancaster or something, you know. I looked on the map, and it was like 19-minute drive. And I was like, how did everybody
like,
just come
gosh.
In unison to say that's too far? I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, it's like 18 minutes, 19
so
minutes of a drive is nothing, you know.
Oh, my gosh, right? I know.
I
live near Disneyland, and literally, I feel like if I'm trying to get somewhere that's only maybe not even a mile away, it takes me 10 minutes because the traffic, you know?
Yeah.
That's so funny. Wow.
It is. Okay.
So
to business. What would you guys charge me monthly just to take over the SEO part of the website and the ranking of it?
Yeah, let me go back to that. You mean to the Google Business Profile page, right? If we were to take over that.
Yeah.
Because your website, we're not going to mess with it, right? We just always want to make sure that the website's attached. Because if we start making changes to the website, what it's going to do is overwrite what you currently have. You know
okay.
what I mean? Okay. So let me see here. Let me just grab this. So it all depends. Like, are you wanting Google Ads involved or Facebook Ads?
Not this month, but
okay.
it's definitely something, it will happen. It will 100% happen, just not this month.
Okay. So, we could do, let me see here. I know you tried Facebook Ads with the other company, you weren't too thrilled about that. I know you had invested $850 in Google Ads. So, the options would be, I'm just trying to figure out what's going to be the best option. So you could either do the one package, which is the one with the Facebook advertising included with the local SEO management. That one's going to run you $299 a month.
Okay.
Okay. If you want one with the Google Ads, okay, we could start with a lower budget, but you'd be looking at $499 a month. And that's the one with the Google Ads. So 300 of it's going to your Google Ads that we're managing, but that doesn't mean you can't like increase what's being allocated at a later time.
Yeah, for sure. So we're talking about $200 worth of Google Ads that you guys are going to manage.
$300. Yeah, because $499, we're actually allocating $300 of that to your Google Ads that we're managing. So, like, let's say later on down the road, you're like, oh, okay, I want to allocate more. You would pay the difference because we're already allocating $300 from the $499. With Facebook ads, it's $100 that gets allocated to your Facebook ads. You always have the ability to allocate more if you need to. We just prefer to start you off with, like, the lower side of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Okay, well, I want to move forward then with the let's do the basic one for $299. This month
okay.
is just going to be that. And then next month, I want to be able to add on the Google Ads.
Yes. So here's what you do. If you want to add on the Google Ads, and I'll put it in the notes, So like if you call in, they transfer you to me so that way we can implement the Google Ads. You could do that at any time. Google Guaranteed, same thing. You can do that at any time. Just, you would just let me know. So that way we can get you started with that too. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, that's going to be on the horizon for sure.
All right. So let me do this. Manny@oceanviewpest.com, right? That's the best email for you? Okay.
Yeah, it works.
All right. So we're going to do, we're going to use that
email. It's a little slow to get there, but yeah.
It's okay. Is that one that you check frequently though, Manny? Because this is where we're going to send your receipt and correspondence from us.
Well, the my personal email is the one that's faster. So for whatever reason, however the website was set up, and the way the email is set up, it takes a long time to come through.
What do you prefer that we email you at?
Let's do the personal one, which is Manny Lerma, L-E-R-M-A. So MannyLerma@gmail.com.
Okay. MannyLerma@gmail.com. Okay, so we'll use that email for us when we correspond with you, since that's one that you check frequently and you get it a lot quicker. You know what I mean? And that's where we'll send your receipt too. So you're going to be receiving two emails from me. One will say Google and Facebook marketing. It's going to entail the prices $299 a month. I waived the setup fee because you already have like your Google business profile, your own website. So I waived the setup fee for you to kind of help you with pricing. You know what I mean? So that way you're saving money there. Of course, if I can help you save money, I'm going to do it. You know, at the end of the day, I would rather retain you as a longtime client than trying to get you on something that you don't need. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, so let me send this first email. The second email, Manny, it's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics, and that just gives you an overview of our reporting system so that when you're tracking your results with us, you kind of have an idea of how it looks. Okay? Now, question. I know the phone number that's listed for the business is the 800 number, right? But the best number for us to contact you on and where you can receive a text message from us is going to be this number, the 310-692-0118, right? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Perfect. Yeah, because we don't want to be calling your 800 number, you know? I feel that that's a particular number associated just for the business, so... Okay, I'm going to send you a text, and it's going to have our 877 number. You're going to have a team dedicated to your account. Anytime you have an update, change, question, concern, you're going to contact customer service. Manny, we are always here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. Okay, we're on the same time zone. We're in Orange County. I'm also sending you your login credentials for your client dashboard. That's going to be included in that text. So your username is always going to be your 800 number with no dashes, no one before the 800, okay? Your password, and let me just pull that up for you right now so that I can tell you what your password is. The password will be all lowercase, and it's going to be one word. And let me see where to go. Oh, come on. Can I get a password? Okay, password is SEM Yahoo. Okay.
Can you email
and it's
that
in
to
that
me?
Text. Yeah, it's in the text, okay. And I'll email it to you as well. Yeah, let me email it while we're on the phone right now so this way you have it. Now, always save our 877 number, like I said, in your contacts under Local Splash. So this way, Manny, you never lose our phone number. Okay? So let me do that. Manny Lerma. I'm going to put login credentials. Did you sneeze? God bless you. If you did.
I did. Thank you.
You're like me. I try to hide it too when I sneeze. My husband's like super loud. I'm all, dude. You're like, you're killing me. He just laughs. He's all, be nice. I'm like, well, you scare the heck out of me when you do that. Okay. So I just emailed it to you right now. Okay. It'll say login credentials on it. All right. Now, Manny, is your first name Manny, or is it Manuel, and you go by Manny?
It's Manuel. Yeah.
Manuel.
Manuel.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And last name is Lerma, L-E-R-M-A?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And the phone number for the business is 800-318-2847. Correct?
800 what? Sorry?
318-2847.
Sounds right. I know the 2847 just stands for bugs. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Oh, cool. I didn't even notice that. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
And then,
you know, I got...
That's so cool. I didn't even realize that. Now, the company shows currently as Ocean View and the capital O, capital V, and it says pest control with capital letters for the P and the C. That's how it should show, right? Ocean View Pest
yeah.
Control. Okay. Ocean View is like one word, right?
Yes,
that's how
is.
I see it. Okay, perfect. Now, what address, do you remember the address you used when you verified the business?
You mean mailing address?
Yeah. Was it your home address
okay.
that you verified at,
yes.
or?
Yes, yes, it is.
Okay.
I think, yeah, it was, yeah.
What See, address
was
that? Was it
now.
In Whittier?
It was in Whittier. I'm pretty
okay.
sure it was in Whittier.
Okay.
I had gotten a mailbox over in LA because I wanted more LA leads.
Uh huh.
But.
Well.
Yeah.
When you use those mailboxes, Google will red flag it and take it down. So your address doesn't
yeah,
show on
so,
Google, just so you know, so you're good.
Okay.
Yeah. Now the card that we're putting on file, is that card in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's in both.
How does your name read on there? Is it just Manuel Lerma, or is there
yeah.
like a middle
Manuel
initial?
Lerma.
Okay.
No, that's it. Manuel
and
Lerma.
How does the business name read on it?
All one word, Ocean View.
Uh-huh. Just Ocean View?
Hold on. Let me look.
Okay. No worries. Take your time. Be safe, please.
Yeah, it's all right. Oh, no, just one word, Ocean View, and that's it.
Oh, wow. Okay. And what's the billing address for that card?
It is 90604.
Okay. What's the full address, though, on it? Because it's going to ask me for it.
16040
uh-huh.
White Spring Drive.
And that's Whittier 90604. Got
yes.
it. Okay. Is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
That is a Visa.
And the card number when you're ready?
Give me 1 second. I'm actually transferring money over to that account right
now. No worries. Take your time. Take your time. So while you're doing that, I'm going to start looking at the schedule. So I'll need to set up a client interview for you. The client interview takes about 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, depending on how many questions or details you have, but I do block out an hour. How does your schedule look for today or tomorrow for the client interview with my technician?
Tomorrow would be better, and I would say probably around 3 p.m., 4 p.m. is better.
Perfect. I have a 3 to 4. Let me put you for that time real quick, just because I don't want anyone to snag it from me because these appointments fill up fast. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that we're going to be calling you between 3 and 4 o'clock. Now, we'll call you from an 877 number. That's why I asked you to save our number, right? Answer all calls within that hour. We'll call the 310 number. If for some reason we call you, and let's just say you're in the middle of something, right? You can't pick up the call or you can't handle the appointment at that moment. Pick up the call and just say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 minutes? We will call you right back. Okay? If we need to reschedule it for the next day, we can do that too. But the sooner we get you through the client interview, the faster we're going to be moving as well. I'll send you a reminder an hour before the interview just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour, just if for some reason it slips your mind. Okay? So let me send you the calendar invite on that. And for that client interview, Manny, if I'm not on another caller in a meeting, I'm actually going to be the one to call you to introduce you to your technician. Otherwise, they're not going to wait for me. They're going to call you directly if I'm not available. Okay? So I sent you that. And then before we go process, you know, over the card number, I want to walk you through the 90-second voice verification recording, and it's for your protection. Okay? Now, with that, okay, it's going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you as well that we will send in writing along with your invoice. When I am walking you through it, okay, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and just say, hey, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Ocean View Termite and Pest Control.
So just so you know, it only reads as Ocean View Pest Control on your Google Business profile. Do you need us to change it?
No, it's all right.
Are you sure?
Well, what do you think? I want to attract more termite. So termite, yeah. Let's do Ocean View Termite.
Okay. Let me go back. Ocean View Termite, is it with the ampersand? Or is it the word and? Okay.
No, I always use a symbol.
Okay. Okay, so just to confirm.
Well, I go back and forth, but it doesn't matter.
Okay. So just to confirm, the name should read as Ocean View Termite and Pest Control, correct?
Yes.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Manuel Lerma, owner, operator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I am.
To get results as fast as possible, Manny, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we might call you with an update. We know you can't just pick up the call. We just ask that you at least respond to us within 24 business hours. Also, be aware that someone might call you from another company that's trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with us. We're not going to call you to ask you for more money. How you're going to identify if it's us calling you or not, okay, what you're going to do is you're going to ask, what's my security question that I'm going to set up for you right now? The security question could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you want for the security question?
What were those options again? City I was born in, mother's maiden name.
Or your first pet's name.
Well, that's a good
mother's
question.
Maiden name would be her last name before she got married.
Yeah. Oh, let's do that one then. That's easy enough.
Okay. What was it?
Ceballos, which is Ceballos.
Got it. So whenever we call you, always get into the habit of asking, what's my security question? Because if someone hangs up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. Or if they refuse to give you, like, the answer, you disconnect the call on them. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is April 1st, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, Manny, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means is that your second payment will be charged on May 1st, 2025 in the amount of $299. Now, once your term is completed, The agreement will automatically renew each month on the first day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. And that's the number that I asked you to save, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, we do ask that you at least contact us 3 business days before the billing is due, so that way you don't incur the charge. There will be no cancellation fee, okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to be updating the package, and then I'll process the payment. You have my number as well, right? So this way you know that if you want to upgrade to the Google Ads or if you want to start the Google Guaranteed, go ahead and hit me up, okay? And then we can get you started on those other products. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express that we're using?
It's a Visa.
Okay, and I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
All right. It is 4259-0720-6064-5917.
Expiration month and year?
0928.
And the CVV code on the back?
090.
Okay, so let me update that. Now, we're just going to go over a few notes, and in a couple minutes, you're going to get your receipt. Because we're going to update the business name, I am going to just send you an email to send us pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, the picture of your work vehicle, picture of your business license, your insurance. There's a list I'm going to give you to send. Send us what you have and what you don't have. Don't worry about it. Just in case, because when we update the name, Google might say, oh, you need to re-verify. We already have the documents that they're going to require. Okay? So this way we're not calling you, hounding you and saying, Manny, stop what you're doing. We need all this stuff now. So we just always like to be one step ahead. Okay? And then we'll go over a few notes for my technician, and then I probably literally only need like maybe 7 more minutes and then we'll be all done. Okay? Your Facebook business page, you haven't created one for this business, right?
Right.
Okay. So we're going to create one for you. Do you do have a personal Facebook?
I do, but I can also make
Or did you want to create it? Perfect.
Yeah,
if you create the business Facebook page, I'll notate that you're going to build it. You just need to add us on as managers. So the technician will let you know on how you do that, okay? So I'm going to let them know that you're going to build your own business Facebook. Perfect. Yeah, that just kind of makes it, I mean, it's easier either way, but this way you just have to add us on as managers, and then you're good on that. Now, I know you really want to focus on the termite, right? Obvious termite, pest control. What else do you want me to notate under, like, the services?
No, that's pretty much it, termite and pest control.
Okay. Do you do bed bugs?
Oh, you mean like that? You mean like getting all specific like that?
Yeah, because I want to make sure if there's anything you don't do, I don't want it notated. You know what I mean? They're going to go over this with you more in detail. But again, I just want to kind of give them an idea.
Yeah, it would be like spider control, ant control. So we do take care of ants and spiders.
Roaches.
Mosquitoes. Roaches, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So disgusting, right?
How do you do it? They're on the menu. I know. I try to avoid it.
Do you really?
I do it by pricing it high. Oh, yeah. I try to price it high.
You know, my aunt was a taquera. You know what she used to do, too? When she didn't want people to, like, when she didn't really want to do a gig, and she would price it, like, super high and tell me every time she would do that, they're like, okay, we'll send you the deposit. We're going for it. She was like, oh, my God, I didn't want to do it.
I've got the rat job from hell. Yeah, exactly.
Oh
no, I get
God.
It. Like I've got the rat job that I didn't want. But I'm like,
no way.
Okay, how much do it? Yeah, I'm like 3 visits. I'm like $1,500. I didn't think the guy was going to go for it. He's like, all right, yeah, just make it go away. I'm like, are you serious?
No way.
I'm like, all right, fine. You know?
Oh, yeah, my gosh.
I'm
you're like,
there.
Okay.
I'm driving there right now.
Oh, my gosh. Now, you do both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Both.
Both. Okay. And then I know you're licensed and insured. I put that in the notes. I'm putting that you're going to do your own Facebook page and you'll add us on as managers. You have your website. Targeted areas. Do you want to give the areas that you target or do you just want to go to the 50 miles? Because that's how far the Facebook ads will target. You could also choose the areas if you wanted.
No, let's do, I mean, I said 50 miles, but here's the thing. This is the weird part. Like, I don't want to drive 40 miles to take care of ants, you know, or spiders.
Right.
I want to do that for termites, you know, like, because that's big
right, jobs.
Is there a way to narrow that down? I mean, I don't know.
We can. You can go less than that, of course. You could say, you know what, I want 30 miles, or these are the areas I want to target. It doesn't matter. 50 is always
20.
The furthest.
Let's do 20.
Okay. And you can change it at any time, okay? When we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text?
Text is fastest.
And what are your hours of operation? Let me see if it's on your Google Business profile. It currently shows, yeah, it shows Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 2.
Yeah.
Okay. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then Saturday, 8 to 2, Sunday closed. Okay. What forms of payments do you take?
That's a good question because I have not set up my my credit card merchant account yet. I'm, like, hesitant to do that.
I hear you. Because of all the fees?
Well, yeah, exactly. And people really like Venmo now easily and Zelle, so...
Mm-hmm.
It's,
so do you want me to put, like, cash, Zelle, Venmo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Check.
Okay. Perfect.
Or maybe just most forms of payment accepted.
Okay.
And that way I can just sort it out from there. If they try to bust out an American Express, it's like, yeah, no.
Yeah. Right? Now,
they're freaking ridiculous 4 or 5%. Oh my god, that's charging me to accept that money. No,
you know, my aunt, she used Square, right? And so what she does, or what she did before, was she would just implement it and say, listen, you could pay credit card or you could pay cash, but if you're paying credit card, I have to add taxes and processing fee on it. Okay. And some of them were like, no, I'll pay cash, you know, so you got your options. Now I need you, I don't know if you're still driving. If you can't do it right now, it's okay, but at some point, I'll need you to pull up your receipt. It'll say initial invoice. And what it'll say on there is, hello, Manuel, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. And about two sentences down, it's going to ask you to please click here to accept your subscription terms. Okay? Now, when you click on that, what it's going to do, it's going to open up a page that says at the very tippy top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. Okay. When you're on that page, you're going to find where it says mobile phone and it has your phone number there. And there's these three boxes that you're going to click in. The first box will say, I agree to receive text messages, SMS messages to my phone. The other one will say, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that my information is true and correct. And then the last box will say, I acknowledge that this is a reoccurring charge. Okay. And you'll click on that. It's an automatic reoccurring charge. Just remember, as I told you, if you need to, like, cancel or whatever, just call 3 business days before the first so you don't incur the charge on the first. And then you're going to sign your name at the bottom. As it reads on there, so just Manuel, space Lerma, and then confirm your signature. You'll know when it accepts it because it should take you to a page that asks you to put a username and password, and that's how you know you're there, okay? And then I also sent you the other one that says action pictures needed for Google verification. So whatever's on that list, you're going to send us those pictures of what you do have. What you don't have, don't worry about it. This is just so we have for backup in case if Google were to require it once we update the business name to read as Ocean View Termite and Pest Control. If they ask for that, we already have it. We're not bugging you for it. Those pictures will not show up online, by the way, FYI.
Can I put you on hold for about 30 seconds?
Yeah, go ahead. No worries.
Okay.
Okay, sorry about that. I'm back.
Okay. No worries. So, yeah, so just make sure if you don't sign the receipt tonight, the technician will walk you through it again tomorrow, okay? And then just the last thing, so starting with the timeline, so, we'll need your link to the business Facebook page once you create it. The technician will go over all this with you as well. Now, 5 to 7 days is a directory submission, and you can start logging and tracking your results with us. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are live and visible, okay? We always state in the terms and conditions, first page placement, that can take anywhere between 45 to 60 days, even though, Manny, I have seen it many, many times happen sooner, okay? Do keep in mind, it could happen sooner for you, but I'm still going to stick to that timeline because I'd rather under-promise and over-deliver. Okay? We will send you notifications as these steps are being processed so you're aware of the work that we're doing as well. And then one last question. Do you prefer that we call you Manny or Manuel?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Okay.
No preference. Everybody calls
okay.
Manny. I mean, it's, I guess, back and forth between the two. So.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll leave it as Manuel, but if you should want preferred that they call you Manny, then just let them know. Other than that, I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so excited for you. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm really excited.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Wait a minute.
I'm
Hold
here.
On 1 second, Nadine.
No worries.
You.
I'm still here.
On my car. Okay, yeah.
I'm still here.
All right, we're here.
No worries. You're like, hold on, I'm still here.
Well, because it connected to the Bluetooth on my car and my truck. And
you're
then
like,
I didn't
wait,
hear
wait,
me
wait.
I was like, what's
no,
going on here?
I just want to thank you again for giving us the opportunity to help you. I'm super excited for you. So we will be giving you a call tomorrow then, okay? I'm going to do my very best to be available to do the introduction just because I like doing that. Okay?
Awesome, yeah.
All right. So you have my number. If you need to upgrade, just give me a call. Let me know or shoot me a quick text or an email, and then I'll follow up with you. Okay?
Okay. I'll do that.
All right.
Sure.
Have a beautiful day. Okay. Talk
hey,
to you,
you
soon.
Too.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.